Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday afternoon, June 7th, 2024, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Willow Bioscience announces $3 million fundraising to support partnership with Loris Labs. Willow Bioscience CEO Dr. Chris Saville has announced a $3 million fundraising effort to support the company's partnership with Loris Labs. This partnership involves a multi-product development and licensing agreement with the $3.9 billion market cap company, Loris Labs, which provides contract development and manufacturing organization services to global pharmaceutical companies. Willow Bioscience will utilize its AI-driven technology platform to develop bio-based processes for high-value active pharmaceutical ingredients, including biooxy-based corticosteroid processes. The first programs from this collaboration are expected to be commercially available by 2025. The fundraising will ensure that Willow Bioscience can effectively work with Loris Labs to bring innovative bio-based pharmaceutical solutions to the market. Horizon Copper CEO discusses strategic portfolio expansion and future plans. Horizon Copper CEO Irfan Kazemi discussed the company's strategic portfolio expansion and future plans in a recent interview. With a focus on copper assets, Horizon Copper holds interests in three major projects. One of their investments includes a 1.7% stake in the Antamina mine, the third largest copper mine globally, with an extended mine life. Approval of Antamina's environmental impact assessment could further boost cash flow. Another key asset is their interest in the Oyu Tolgoi mine, expected to be the fourth largest copper mine, generating cash flow by 2027. The Hod Maden project, set to enter commercial production soon, rounds out their portfolio. Kazemi highlighted the company's strategy of partnering with industry giants like Rio Tinto for continuous portfolio growth and seeking new acquisitions for long-term shareholder returns. Europacific Metals announces amended earn-in agreement for Barranco's copper-gold project. Europacific Metals CEO Karim Rayani has announced an amendment to the company's earn-in and partnership agreement with BMP Holding and Indus Crucial Eldia for the Barranco's copper-gold project. This includes the Aparis Copper Mine, Lirio Gold Project, and exploration applications for the Bigorn and Villarisa projects in Portugal. The revised agreement allows for more funds towards ground operations, with Europacific Metals paying €15,000 in cash, issuing shares, and providing warrants to secure a 60% stake in Indus Crucial Elda. Additional payments will increase their ownership to 80% and eventually 100%. This new deal structure aims to focus on exploration and development for the project's success.
Enigma Investor announces the launch of live and pre-recorded courses. Enigma Investor, the renowned community of traders, proudly announces the upcoming launch of its live and pre-recorded courses. Enigma Investor has been known for its focus on discipline, mindset, and a healthy lifestyle as fundamental pillars for achieving the perfect trade. The Enigma Tribu on Discord is the hub for valuable information exchange, live trading, mentorships, and market analysis. With a recent feature on Times Square in New York, they continue their journey toward excellence in the trading world. VIP membership in their Discord offers exclusive benefits for traders of all levels, reinforcing their commitment to support and resources. Join the Enigma tribe and be part of this exciting journey to reach new heights in the world of trading.
SMC enters into acquisition agreement to purchase 100% of the assets of Chaintrade Ltd., launches AI-powered research platform. SMC Entertainment Inc. has entered into an acquisition agreement to acquire 100% of the assets of Chaintrade Ltd.'s AI-powered trading platform. Chaintrade, a UK-registered fintech company, has developed a platform that allows users to trade equities, ETFs, commodities, and indices with the support of a personalized AI-powered trading assistant. The launch of the AI research tool will enable investors to analyze thousands of data points simultaneously, improving research, risk management, and asset allocation. Eric Blum, chairman and CEO of SMC, expressed gratitude to shareholders for their patience and highlighted the company's vision for the future. The ChainTrade AI research tool, developed over the last 3 years, will provide insights for investors to optimize their portfolio performance. Stay tuned for more updates from SMC as they continue to enhance their platform and increase shareholder value. AI Connect Empowerment, AI plus DIPIN Technology and Application Summit, concludes successfully. The AI plus DIPIN Technology and Application Summit, hosted by AI Connect and co-organized by JuCoin, concluded successfully in Ho Chi Minh City. The event marked a significant step forward in AI Connect's market expansion and technical applications, representing a major milestone for JuCoin in promoting the integration of AI and DIPIN technologies. Keynote speeches from industry experts highlighted the revolutionary potential of AI plus DIPIN technology in various industries. JuCoin also signed strategic partnership agreements with COM2000 and Port3 Network, further expanding its global influence. The Roundtable Forum explored AI plus DIPIN as a fundamental technology driving change across industries, sparking enthusiastic discussions. The event showcased the innovative achievements of AI Connect and JuCoin, laying a solid foundation for future cooperation and development in the AI plus DIPIN field. Brand Engagement Network announces private placement and promotion of Paul Chang to co-CEO. Brand Engagement Network, creator of conversational AI technology, recently completed a private placement, raising nearly $5 million from exiting investors, with an additional $3 million in commitments. The chairman of Ben's board of directors, Chris Gertner, stated that this investment will help the company execute its growth and revenue strategies. In addition to the funding news, Ben announced the promotion of Paul Chang to co-CEO. Chang, with a background in creating new markets for emerging technologies, is excited to lead Ben in commercializing their Gen AI platform. Conversational AI, like Ben's human-like AI avatars, enhances personalized customer engagement, leading to improved efficiency and customer loyalty. With the industry expected to reach nearly $50 billion by 2030, Ben is well-positioned to partner with organizations and lead in creating empathetic AI experiences.
True Grit Roofing LLC donates new roof to Orlando Babe Ruth facility in Winter Park, FL. True Grit Roofing LLC recently donated a new metal roof to the Orlando Babe Ruth facility in Winter Park, FL. This donation, completed in May 2024, ensures the safety, comfort, and aesthetic appeal of the local baseball facility. Joshua Jones, the owner of True Grit Roofing LLC, expressed excitement in supporting the community and the youth through this meaningful contribution. Orlando Babe Ruth, a vital organization in Winter Park, provides young athletes with a platform to develop their skills and passion for baseball. The new roof donated by True Grit Roofing LLC will help maintain the facility's integrity, allowing the organization to continue its mission uninterrupted. With a reputation for high-quality workmanship and exceptional service, True Grit Roofing LLC is a leader in the metal roofing industry. For more information about their services, visit their website or contact Joshua Jones at 407-772-6942.
Copper Property CTL Pass-Through Trust Issues, Monthly Reporting Package for May 2024. Copper Property CTL Pass-Through Trust has released its monthly report for May 2024 with a total distribution of $7.86 million or 0.14766 per trust certificate to be paid on June 10, 2024. Certificate holders of record as of June 7, 2024 will receive this payment. The trust, established to acquire retail properties and warehouse distribution centers from JCPenney, aims to sell these properties to third-party purchasers. The trustee is Glass Trust Company, LLC, and it is managed by an affiliate of Hilco Real Estate, LLC. The trust is classified as a liquidating trust for tax purposes. Forward-looking statements in the report caution about potential risks and uncertainties that could impact future performance. For more information, visit CTLET.
BioHarvest Sciences hits major sales milestone with VINIA seeing sales records. BioHarvest Sciences CEO Ilan Sobel announced that VINIA, the first product developed on the botanical synthesis platform, achieved a new sales record in May, with $1.98 million in monthly sales orders, marking a 101% increase from May 2023. The growth was driven by strong subscription rates for VINIA and the success of VINIA Inside, products like VINIA Superfood Coffee. BioHarvest's direct-to-consumer sales strategy has attracted new customers and subscribers. The company plans new marketing programs for June, along with expanding its product line and CDMO services business unit. Revenue for the second quarter of 2024 is projected to be between $5.7 to $6.0 million, reflecting BioHarvest's confidence in its growth trajectory and commitment to innovation and sustainability. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.